When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's the Thai place that's in this complex. You could have got broccoli and seaweed or whatever.
Also, my belly has been kind of eh.
Yeah.
And I'm having a good belly day today, and I didn't want to mess around and get any spicy stuff. If I get too careless, you know, like, and I thought about a Thai place, but I don't want to be the pussy that goes, can you make it non-spicy?
Oh, why? I do that all the time.
No, I like spicy Thai. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if it's going to make you poo your pants, then
well, even
just get the non-spicy.
Even their mild might jack me up, so I'm just trying to keep everything on
They know. They know. It's like when you ask for hot at those places, they go, you want regular hot or Thai hot? And Thai hot's different, a totally different animal.
And it's different in different places. Did I ever tell you about my worst Thai hot story?
No.
Oh. 2014, went on a blind date. Actually, it was a second date. First date was blind, and I should have been blind. She ended up being crazy. But anyway, I digress. Second date, I went with this girl. I was dating, she was living in Sarasota. I went to this place in Sarasota off of Tuttle called Bangkok.
Ooh. Sounds alluring already.
And I picked that restaurant because I wanted things to work out towards the end of the night, if you get my drift.
I do.
And it did. But I went there, and I've always ordered Thai hot everywhere I've ever been. I can handle the spiciest of spicy food. I would go get Thai hot and then order extra Thai peppers and put in my Thai hot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I didn't realize some Thai places are really legit, and they are all about killing people. So in that restaurant, Bangkok, on Tuttle in Sarasota, actually on Swift, I think Tuttle turns into Swift anyway, I said, let me get the Penang curry chicken. And they're like, how hot? And I was like, Thai hot. And she said to me,
are you sure?
No, she didn't even say that. She said, no.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which really pissed me. Yeah, I went, what do you mean, no?
Because you feel, I would imagine that when you do that, you feel like, look,
challenge accepted.
I'm white and I'm getting the Thai hot. What do you think?
Well, it made me feel like she was discriminating and profiling and all that. Like, oh, you a white boy, you cannot handle, right?
And that makes you want to double down, of
course. Oh, yeah. I've never been afraid of any Thai, Mexican hot, any kind of hot, right? And an Indian hot messed me up and almost made me die in Atlanta one time. But still, I go, no, I want the Thai hot. And she goes, no, you don't. I said, I just said twice I did.
Listen, lady.
And she goes, I'm trying to help you. Mm. And by the way, I'm not doing a racist voice. This is what she sounded like. Anyway, for all you triggered pussies out there. Anyway, so I go, I'm sitting with this girl I met one night. You know, we went out and had one drunken date. And she's like, why don't you just get the medium? And I go, nah, I want the Thai hot. At this point, I can't look soft in front of her either.
Now, at this point, were you concerned? When she said, no, you don't want that, you were like, ooh, maybe I don't want it. Oh, you were still like, no, I want it.
Not at this point.
Okay. You thought she was just being racist.
Yeah. When I became concerned is when they brought my food, and along with my food, the entire staff of the restaurant surrounded my table. And I was like, this is not going to go well for me at all. This is going to be the worst day of my life, and it's here now. I can't send it back. Or I'm never going to talk to this girl again. I might as well just get up and walk out and leave her here. And, And the lady handed it to me. And she was the owner, by the way, smiling. She's like, here you go. And I was like, okay.
Now you're scared.
I was, but I had to put up a strong front. I was like, yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm so hungry.
Okay. And she's like, put a little white rice in it. And I go, no. I'm gonna eat it straight up. And I took one bite, Will. And it felt like my head was exploding. My mouth was exploding. It felt like I just ate pepper spray. So I go, I'm going to run to the bathroom real quick. I want to wash my hands. I forgot to wash my hands. And the staff's giggling.
Yeah.
They knew what I was doing. Uh-huh. I ran to the bathroom, stuck my whole head in the sink, and was trying to drown myself. I was just pouring water into my mouth as much as I could. And I came back, and I was not doing well at all. And then I told the girl, I go, look, I'm dying. This was a bad idea. I don't know what they did. They accepted my challenge. I think they doubled down, though. I think they found, like, the special, special family peppers in the back they never serve. And they were like, oh, you fat bitch, you want die hot? I'm like, give you a try hot, you fat bitch. And they almost, I mean, I got it in a to-go box. And I was afraid it was going to melt through the to-go box. That's how hot it was. When I got it home, I was like, you know what? I'll fix it. So I put it into, like, a saute pot, added 2 cans of coconut milk, little cornstarch slurry, kind of thicken it up a little bit, made some more veggies and stuff, made a big dish of coconut curry myself, you know, with theirs, thinking I just toned it down. I added all this extra coconut milk and stuff. I took a bite, still inedible.
Did nothing, yeah.
Oh, I just threw it all in the sink.
So did you get another meal?
No. So I was miserable. I couldn't even enjoy the rest of the night. We went out and did karaoke afterwards.
So wait, you sat there with a full plate.
I ate white rice.
And you ate white rice.
We ordered a dessert, and I just kept like, I was like, yeah, give me the ice cream. Whatever ice cream you have, give it to me.
Why didn't you just get another meal? Admit defeat and be like, you're right, I'm sorry, can I just get the medium?
I was a younger man back then. Well, you know.
Your date didn't say anything? Like, you're just not going to eat?
She didn't care. She was a big, fat meanie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, she was all right.
As long as she was getting hers.
She was laughing at me the whole time, and I deserved it. It wasn't her fault.
Couldn't swallow your pride, though, and just say, could I just have medium?
Well, I admitted to her that, you know, I was jacked up, and I said, you know, I'm just going to eat some of this white rice and have dessert. And I said, I think I'm good for the night.
Was it to the point that it was so hot where you just weren't hungry?
Right. My head was on fire. Gotcha. I was just like, I don't want to. At that point, I couldn't taste, so why would I order another meal?
Need a boba tea or something.
I was ruined. Mm. A boba tea. No, yeah. I needed to just suck on ice is what I needed.
Wow.
Yep. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Hit us up on all the social media, baby. We need you to follow us because you know.
I am nothing without my following. I am nothing without my following.
Instagram, Johnny B. Tampa, The Johnny B. Show, home_made_man. Will is home_made_man on all of the social media, except for Snapchat, where he is The Homemade Man.
Yep, that's it. Wow, boom. Well done.
Thank you, sir. So make sure you send him your junk on Snapchat also. Yeah. And for all you dumb guys out there, yeah, that means send a penis. You know, whatever, you know.
I mean.
Real creative, guys. Real, real mature, okay?
You don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
My Snapchat is The Microphone Ninja, I think it is. Or Microphone Ninja. Just Microphone Ninja. I don't know. Whatever, man. Who cares? Twitter, we care a lot about because we do a top tweet at the end of every show with your shout-outs. So send in your shout-outs. Start them now and do them all during the show. At Johnny B Comedy, at Johnny B Show, at home_made_man. #bholes, #fatasses on your tweets. And we'll pick our favorite one and pin it to the top of the Johnny B Show Twitter page for about 24 hours, baby. And facebook.com/TheJohnnyBShow. Listen to extra content. How can you do that? Man, I don't know. Maybe hmbradio.com. That's Will's podcast where he and a dead girl and another people pop on, and he talks about all kinds of crazy stuff. My favorite conspiracy theorist, Buck the System podcast there is. Go to hmbradio.com and subscribe on all your platforms, iTunes and all the doo-doo that you listen to. And leave a good comment and review and all that stuff so the algorithms can find William at his home in St. Petersburg. Our clip of the day is now available as a podcast. So search the Johnny B Show clip of the day on whatever you download podcast, subscribe to it, and you will get our clip of the day. And they're right around 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
You'll get them every single day. It'll pop in Monday through Friday. It'll pop into your podcast, whatever you're using for podcasting, and looks, I listen to ours on the way home now. Just, you know, not the whole thing, but I just listen to it because it pops up and I go, oh, let's see what Will has in store for us, and boom, there it is. So do that. Support us. Also, leave good reviews on that. That way, more people are, you know, drawn to us, and maybe they'll listen to the whole show. I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? All right, do what you want to do.
And don't forget, very, very soon, we're putting it together. I will be having my own Buccaneer show on BucksReport.com. So go ahead and benchmark or bookmark or whatever you do with websites on BucksReport.com. Because I am now part of that website, and I'll be doing a streaming show from my home studio, the Fat Cave. So all that stuff is how you get extra content. Now, before we take a break and all that crap, Will, let's grab some phone calls, because you know they're going to be good. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, guys, this is Wally.
Oh, hello, Wall.
I was in the military up in Norfolk, and my daughter went to school with a woman who was married to a Navy guy, and she was straight tie off the boat, straight tie. And we went over there one night to go eat, and she had a muddler, and she muddled up the
herbs,
red pepper, and then made the noodles, and then
the mortar and pestle,
put a little chicken in there, and it was like, oh my god,
was it too hot? Was it too hot for you, Wally?
Oh my lord!
Yeah, yeah, you gotta be careful, dude.
That stuff was strong.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It was good, though.
How was your butt? Was your butt okay afterwards?
I don't remember.
It wasn't that hot then, because I do remember how bad my butt was after that Penang curry from Bangkok. Anyway. Hey, how's your woman doing? Where's she at?
She's in North Carolina. She's coming back next Thursday for my birthday.
Hey, let's be honest. It's better when she's gone, right?
Well, you know, I'm kind of a free bird.
Yeah, you don't have to share your alcohol. You don't have anybody nagging you. Go to Checkers and get me some fries or anything like that.
Yeah, no, quarter pounder today. Now.
Exactly, yeah. All right, man, well, enjoy your free time and your masturbation, all right, pal?
thanks.
Later. That one hit hard. He's like, he knows me. Yeah.
This is real life.
Hey, man, I know how it is. I've been married twice. They leave the house. You're like, oh, finally. Finally, I can get some good loving.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.